Leading our journey today is Bishop Timothy Doherty, Bishop for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Hello, thank you for joining us again. My topic for today is to question whether we are too quick to judge other people. It's a temptation that we might have. I took a course once where there was a thing called the Arian heresy that was going around the Middle East and Egypt for a while, and it had to do with a question about the divinity of Christ. Now, today, if people get into a theological discussion, one person calls a heretic to their face in 5 or 10 minutes of discussion. And yet, these people worshiped with the ordinary Catholic community for 30 years. And I once asked a professor, how was it that these people didn't form a split as quickly as we do today? And he said, because they were praying together this whole time, and Christ was the center of who they were. So it took them a while to come to a judgment about what the correct theology would be. Now, we've all heard that phrase, judge not lest ye be judged. But let's break this down a little bit, because that phrase can be misused. In the United States, leading up to the Second World War, the 1930s, people looked across to what was going on in Europe and Germany, and with this idea of judge not lest ye be judged. And so, for that reason, the rise of the National Socialist Party, the Nazis, kind of went unimpeded because we didn't really want to judge that these people were doing things that might be wrong or even evil. So let's take a look at our vocabulary again. And this is for spiritual purposes as well as for practical and personal purposes. There's a difference between being judgmental versus issuing a judgment. To be judgmental means to judge harshly or to judge based on a bias. And sometimes we might dislike a certain football team and nothing they're going to do is going to please us. Judgment, on the other hand, is based on facts, is based on objectivity. And so people who will tell me that it's wrong to judge others are telling me right away that they have never had to hire a babysitter. Because when we're caring for our own children, we have to make judgments about their own safety and well-being. So I hope you understand there is a difference between judgmental, which is largely based on a bias or a temperament, versus judgment, which is more based on facts. Now, we become judgmental when we make a judgment based on appearances. And so the lesson about King David and his appearance being not what everybody thought should be a king was a great lesson for us. We have what we call ad hominem arguments, that arguments based on a person, that you must be wrong because you're too short, or you're wrong because you didn't go to college, you're wrong because you're a woman. And so those are things that we want to avoid, but we hear these kinds of things always on the news. You must be wrong because of your political party, or because of the town that you live in, or the school that you went to. Secondly, we become judgmental when we depend on secondhand information. And it's amazing how often we might do that, rather than ask really what the facts are in a given situation. So we have an obligation, if we're going to make a judgment, to be sure that we have the actual facts. So brothers and sisters, this is another Lenten exercise that we have, and one that we have to be cautious about, because so much of what we see in the media today is immediately making judgments on people that we've never met, on whose life story we're unfamiliar with, and all we know about them might be from the news or from a second or third hand report. So it'll make us more careful, not in just reading the news, but also more careful in looking at each other and wondering what is that other person really about. And so we avoid injuring other people while at the same time valuing objectivity as an act of charity. I mean, for Pete's sake, it's an act of faithful charity to want to have facts about important things that we have to make judgments about our purchases, about our relationships, about our job, about the priorities we set in our life. So thank you for joining us again today. Thank you for giving me some of your time. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you in your pilgrimage of hope.